You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the weekly Batuta Bulletin for the best articles, news stories, updates, opinion columns, and left-wing bias that has been published on the Batuta Advocate this week. My name's Clancy Overall. I'm joined by Wendell Hussey and Errol Parker. And Reese Walsh is not as beautiful as he used to be.
No, those beautiful blue eyes, or particularly one of them, is now all swollen up and you can't see into them. But that's rugby league for you. You can't have three boys in rugby league.
I'll tell you what is rugby league, is that it's probably their best player, and because he couldn't fly home, they made him get the bus. I mean, that is just... surely there's someone on staff they could have flown down to Penrith and been like, look, here is a brand new fucking Land Cruiser from Thrifty. You are going to drive Reese back to fucking Capalabar.
Get like a strapper coach.
He should have just posted on like Jamison Town or Penrith by swap and sell and just said, anyone going to Brisbane in the next couple of days will pay petty money cash. And he would have just got a lift.
Or
easy.
They could have asked the pilot to just fly at like 5,000 feet.
He just cropped us the whole way out.
So I think they got him like a band bus, right?
Yeah, one of those mini buses.
Yeah.
It's not like he wasn't on a Murray's.
Toilets on it.
Yeah, he wasn't on a Murray's bus and then waiting at Central in Sydney for an hour or two to get on a Greyhound up to Brisbane, I don't think.
Sitting next to a schizophrenic who's just gotten out from Long Bay. Yeah.
No, like they're not the buses that you and I used to take into Brisbane all those years ago, Clancy, where you had to bring your own plastic bag to poo in and the bus driver would open the door for you and you'd chuck it out.
And they pull up at the Miles Road train and you have no option but to buy a melted packet of Tim Tams because that's just how it comes on the shelf in Western Queensland. Melted.
That's not an allusion to the shit in the bag, is it?
No, but it goes in the same way it comes out. Anyway, what is happening in Batuta?
Well, we normally wrap up the biggest stories, the ones that get the most engagement.
Yeah.
We're actually going to skip what will probably be the biggest story of the week this week because it was just a picture of Sydney Sweeney.
Not really a story, is it?
No, there's not a lot to talk about there, but you could say it's racking up the likes, eh?
Yeah. That was not the biggest story, but one of the biggest things on the Batuta Advocate this week.
We'll move on to some political news. And the headline's actually a quote from Kevin Rudd, which says, if I lacked intelligence, would I be able to fluently say,
唐纳德, 特朗普将有望与他的拉拉队长鲁珀特、默多克一起死在监狱里。
Yes, quite the return of serve from Kevin Rudd, Australia's ambassador to the United States of America. This came after the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, called the former prime minister of Australia a nasty little man who wasn't the brightest bulb. This obviously would have stung Rudd, who prides himself on his incredible intellect.
Yes, he does. And after copping it in the media all day, Kevin fronted the cameras to offer up a verbal backhand down the line, insinuating that if Donald Trump keeps his shit up, he's going to get his boy Albo to call for both Donald and his mate Rupert to be locked up. Then continuing saying, quote, I was the first Western leader who was bilingual in simplified Chinese. I was the only Western leader to sail from the storm of the global financial crisis that America caused without going into a recession. And once again, I can speak Chinese, one of the hardest Asian languages. Mr. Trump would struggle with Spanish, and it's spoken by 42 million of his own citizens.
Yes, he's very clever, Kevin. You just have to ask him to find that out. Moving on to a story that comes from the entertainment industry, and a documentary about Western Australians has continued to break box office records.
This week has been a real boost to anyone out there who is passionate about the art of documentary. That's because a small independent production by the name of June Part 2 is maintaining the number one spot on the nation's box office charts with its captivating story about the plight of the Sand People of the West.
The story follows multiple wealthy families warring over the stewardship of the desert and control of the WA resource sector. The film explores the themes of land dispossession, ecological destruction, and the human suffering at the hands of the bloated totalitarian mining dynasties.
Yes, as Batuta film critic Alexi Toliopoulos said, not since Bra Boys, 2007, has a documentary captured the attention of the nation. Its exploration of tribalism, violence, and family power structures is astounding filmmaking. I'm giving Dune Part 2 five stars. Hopefully it will put WA back on the map.
And Alexi has a brand new podcast out with us at the moment, yeah. The Last Video Store. He speaks to many notable people from the industry about films and all that sort of stuff. It's a very good listen.
This week it's Tony Armstrong.
Yes.
Tony Armstrong, the heartthrob from Melbourne.
God, he's a hunk, isn't he?
The Victorian leg tennis player.
Turn over Tony.
Now, moving on to hopefully our last Fred Again story for quite some time. The man's departure from Australia has forced Yuppie from Sydney to return to her previous personality of Chili Margs and Barada.
Yes, Clancy, a recent convert to the world of electronic dance music, or EDM, has found herself feeling a little lost this week after popular English DJ Fred Again finally left Australia to continue his surprise pop events tour in New Zealand.
Because of this, young Sydney woman Casey Jarvis, who lives in the Bondi bubble, said that dancing in the rain to Jungle has now become one of her top five life moments, or core memories, as the kids say. But she's now not quite so sure of herself. She's not very sure what to do with herself ever since Fred Again left. So it's time for her to go back to her original loves and, you know, most publicized elements of her personality, which is eating burrata and drinking spicy margaritas.
Yas Queen, slay. I believe Fred Again, the grungy DJ, is doing like this super secret pop-up rave event at Eden Park. Should be pretty like underground and hectic. So for anyone of our New Zealand listeners, I recommend you get around getting to that. Now,
I think I knew that venue.
The Wallabies haven't won this.
It's pretty secret, man. Yeah, it's a graveyard. That's how hectic it is. Now, finishing up with a story, and the headline reads like this. It's just how it is. Most politically incorrect person you know, also the most dependable in a crisis.
New research has confirmed that the one friend that says the most offensive things you've ever heard is also the one that is most likely to help you out when the going gets tough. The results showed that a person's indifference to political correctness is usually a key indicator of their willingness to answer the phone when someone needs help.
Yes, as the lead researcher of this study said, this isn't to say PC people aren't helpful in a crisis. It's just politically incorrect people are more committed to supporting people through their actions as opposed to words. They are also more likely to intervene in situations where someone might be in harm's way, situations including conflict, violence, or motor vehicle disputes. They act faster than most because they don't care about what would be the most diplomatic or sensitive way to act. And, you know, one example they gave was, if your kid doesn't come home from school on time, who are you going to ask for help? Are you going to ask your neighbour with blue hair with a fucking Zali Steggle poster? Or are you going to ask the neighbour on the other side of the block who doesn't know the difference between Chinese and Filipino? I think I know which would be most helpful.
I reckon I'd just call the cops.
Would you ask both?
No, you wouldn't ask both.
Okay.
Because they don't work well together.
What about another hypothetical, Clancy? What if a big gum tree blows over and lands on your house during a storm? Mm-hmm. Do you call the teal or do you call the mouth-breathing Queensland Conservative?
Absolutely the latter, because he obviously owns the power tools that's going to help get you out of the bed when you've been trapped
are you saying that lefties don't use power tools?
I'm saying they use the battery-powered ones.
Ring.
Lefties have very expensive
The CMFEU's calling.
They've got them. They just don't have
I reframe this. I'm going to ask my industrial left neighbour to help me.
Your catters.
Yeah. Or just full-blown union members / borderline snow-on-the-boots communists.
The last person I'd call if a tree fell on my house would be Bob Catter.
No, you wouldn't call Bob. You'd call Robbie.
I'd call Robbie and he would call the SES. You got me out of bed for this.
Well, Jesus, let's hope Christ. No trees fall on anyone's houses. That's it for the week. That's all I've got for you. Anything else to add?
Well, I'm off to spend the weekend playing The Sims. That's what I'm doing.
No, you're not. You've the last weekend of pink. He's up to Townsville.
I'm learning Simlish at the moment.
Nice. Well, the thing about Sims is...
Aruba Tark. Arubata. Ishkanubata. Maribanabu.
Errol needs
sound like Kevin Rudd.
Arubana.
Errol needs to spend more time around NPCs because I can tell you one thing. After 3 months of Pink concerts, there's one thing that Pink fans are not, and that is NPCs. They're all independent, strong women.
What does that make me?
Well, that makes you a voyeur. And an ally, I guess.
Well, that kind of explains why every security guard has wanted to look in my backpack when I've been going into these things.
So what? I'm just a rock star.
What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to test me for fertilizer, aren't you? Of course.
Again. Rightio, thanks for listening to the Batuta Advocate Weekly Bulletin. We hope you enjoyed the news update. Hooroo.
Goodbye.
Ciao.